spit and kiss me dirty. She wanna love me dirty. Undercover dirty.
Okay, let's do this. Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and of course, always to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 hours of fabulous female-fronted music week after week. And this second hour proves to be exactly that. New music from Mama Mavis, Mavis Staples on the way, Valerie June, music from Tanika Charles coming up, Lady Ray, Alice Russell, music on the way from Goldfrapp, brand new music from Ostra coming up. But before we get to any of that, I thought let's do a little bit of a throwback. Going back, over 2 decades, 21 years now, back to 2004, it is Scandinavian dance diva, indie pop artist Annie right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Oh no, oh no, no you're not.
I could not let 2025 slip by without acknowledging the 20th anniversary of that fabulous album. It was 20 years ago in 2005 when the British dark dance duo known as Goldfrapp danced their way onto the scene with their album Supernature. Ooh La La is the opening track, and it is the track that launched that album into our hearts. 2 decades later, I am still dancing to that album. Alison Goldfrapp, the namesake of Goldfrapp, still making music. In fact, we've been featuring on heavy rotation this year her new sophomore solo album. We will always continue to make room in Girly So Groovy for Goldfrapp, for the joyful dance music they make, and sometimes the heartbreaking, jagged edges of music that they make. Before Goldfrapp, we have brand new music from the continuing one-woman project of Katie Stelmanis, better known as Ostra. She has built a career on fusing operatic vocals with darkly beautiful electronic pop. Ostra's latest fifth album, Chin Up Buttercup, is her biggest juxtaposition to date. And what I mean by that, it's a breakup album, but it's also probably her most optimistic album she has made. Chin Up Buttercup came out just last month. We heard the song Think Twice. And then kicking off the second hour, it is a Danish dance diva Annie from her 2002 debut album Annie Mole. We heard the song Chewing Gum. Okay, where to next? Speaking of Goldfrapp, a band that was heavily influenced from the 2005 release of Goldfrapp's Supernature is Toronto new wave dance electronic act Dragonette. 2 years later, the band released their debut album Galore, and it just reeked of Supernature all over it. So right now, Dragonette here on Girly So Groovy.
I won't tell.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. Music right there from the Vancouver trio, art rock trio, Vox Rea. Their latest album, Art Oracles, is just this blissful mix of indie pop and indie rock, electronic, soul, genre hopping for sure on the album. We heard the song Julia from Vox Rea. In the middle, it's Toronto indie pop singer-songwriter Ali X with Weird World. That's the opening track from her most recent album, Girl with No Face. And then we started the set with Dragonette, a band that was definitely influenced by the electronic pop that Goldfrapp was making in the early 2000s when Dragonette released their 2007 debut album Galore. We heard the song I Get Around. We are going to get around with lots more music in the last half hour here on Girly So Groovy. I have music coming up from Tanika Charles, new music from Mavis Staples, plus the Staple Singers on the way, Valerie June as well. But coming up next here on Girly So Groovy, it is neo-soul singer-songwriter Lady Ray up next.
In my hand, surprise.